Tina Smith represents the state of Minnesota in the U.S. Congress. She has been in that seat since 2018. She joins us regularly to talk about the work she is doing on behalf of Minnesotans. Good morning, Senator Smith. Thanks for being with us today.
Well, good morning, and John, happy birthday. Hey, I didn't know it was your birthday.
Yeah, my lucky day.
That's good. Well, maybe you can get some fishing in. I hear the fishing is good.
I think it'll be golfing.
Oh, well, that sounds good also.
Well, let's talk about a new bill that you have introduced, and it makes perfect sense to me. It's the COVID-19 Treatment Coverage Act. Tell us a little bit about why you wanted to do this and protect the folks that have really been affected by the economics of COVID-19.
Right. Well, there's really incredible work that is happening both in the public and the private sector to develop treatments and also a vaccine for COVID-19. And when that vaccine is available, I want to make sure that people are able to get it without having to worry about copays or other charges or cost sharing. And this is particularly important because over 5 million Americans have lost their health insurance because of the economic downturn that we're seeing with COVID. So I want to make sure that this vaccine, when it's developed, and I hope that that's soon, that everyone can get it without having to pay, get it free of charge, regardless of what their insurance is.
Yeah, what about, it seems like it might be hard to control some of that, especially private insurance companies and co-pays and all of that kind of stuff.
Well, we can with this law, we can direct private insurers and also Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans to basically say you cannot charge for this. And part of the way this will happen is, of course, that we should all remember that American taxpayers have put billions of dollars into developing these vaccines. This has not all been research paid for by the private sector. We all, as Americans, have put lots of money into it. So to me, it just makes common sense that people shouldn't have to pay twice. And we certainly don't want people's ability to pay for a vaccine determine whether or not they're able to get a vaccine. With so many people having lost their health insurance, this is a really important issue.
How will this be paid for?
Well, the federal government most likely will be purchasing these vaccines and then distributing them. And I want to make sure that when we purchase these vaccines, that we're not getting charged an exorbitant rate. Because as I said, we've already paid once for developing the vaccines through the dollars that we put into research and development. And there's another part of this bill that I think is important. The bill also expresses our strong view as members of Congress that individuals should not be receiving surprise medical bills for COVID-19 treatment. I mean, imagine if you go in and you get a treatment and then you suddenly are receiving a bill for hundreds of dollars that you didn't anticipate after the fact. That would just be wrong. Or, you know, if you're a veteran and you are covered by TRICARE, you shouldn't be receiving bills for this.
So do you think it has a chance of passing?
Well, I hope so. I'm excited that there is a real opportunity to get this passed. Now, I'm sorry to say I don't have any Republican co-sponsors yet, but we are working on that. I think that this is not a partisan issue. This is an issue of public health and public safety. And so we'll continue to push and hope to get it done.
We'll be talking with Minnesota Lieutenant Governor tomorrow about how the state of Minnesota is handling COVID-19. And I know one of the announcements this week had to do with saliva testing in the state of Minnesota. Are there other things you can tell us? I like the bill in that you seem confident there will be a vaccine sometime soon.
I am optimistic. I think we have to be realistic about a vaccine. We need to really make sure that the vaccine is safe and that it is effective. And it would be a terrible mistake on the part of the Centers for Disease Control or the Food and Drug Administration to feel political pressure to rush a vaccine to market. That would be, I think people wouldn't trust that. It will dissuade them from getting the vaccine, and that will be moving us in exactly the wrong direction. But on the other hand, what the state of Minnesota is doing by launching this saliva testing program is exactly right. They're doing that with the CARES Act funds that we were able to secure in Congress. And it is all to the goal of expanding testing so that it is more readily available for Minnesotans. And that is certainly what we need to be doing, especially as families are thinking about the implications of having their children be back in school where they're going to be exposed to so many more people.
You can find out more about the COVID-19 Treatment Coverage Act at smith.senate.gov. Also find information there on how to contact Senator Smith if you like to support or oppose this legislation. I'm assuming you want to hear from your constituents.
I love to hear from my constituents all the time, so please reach out. Yes, absolutely.
Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye-bye. That's Senator Tina Smith.